Live from Robin's Nest and the Highwayman's Lodge, it's Punky.
This is Punky. This is Punky.
Gooper, Gooper.
Hello.
Well done, you found Punky Radio. My name's Paul B. Edwards.
My name's Tony Hearn.
And you just got to listen to the whole show this week. All the music's brilliant. Here's the proof. Here's the first track. Band we haven't played before. Band that I'm looking forward to hearing more from. This is Cable 35 and Coconut Supply. You're listening to the Rich Morton Sound underneath us right now. Thanks for doing such a great job in the beds this week, Tony.
That's okay.
That was Cable 35 and a track called Coconut Supply. I believe, Tony, Cable 35 are from Nottingham.
Oh, okay.
I'm not absolutely sure. Might be Sheffield. A little bit of confusion. I have to confess I maybe didn't do as much research as I should, but I've got a feeling they're from Nottingham. Anyway, cracking track, cracking stuff. That is one of the tracks from their new EP, Bosnich, and we might play that track as well in a couple of weeks' time. Not sure yet, but anyway, what I want to know is, Tony, what is Cable 35's website?
Cable35.co.uk?
No, cable35.com. I'm lovely. Fully being internet one, Tony, nil. I've got some additional material here that I meant to read out last week, and I did say last week I'll read that other thing out later on, and then I didn't, but it is technically later on.
Albeit
a week later on. Anyway, this is from your mate Rem in San Rafael, a bit north of from San Francisco, he says. He says, "Hi, Paul and Tony. A few weeks back, you played a song by Deathbeams called Mud. You called it Stoner Grunge. I love, love, love this song, but I think it should be called Psychedelic Grunge. It has a bit of a 60s feel to it. Regardless, great song." Going to their Grebo Records label website, I came across another great band called Sister Ray. I downloaded some of their songs. You might like them. A couple of weeks ago, you played a gothic song by Bat Nouveau. I really like their song and picked up a few of their songs. Goth. Jeez, am I a goth? You once had a goth music special, and I love that. I consider myself a product of the new wave and punk era, but maybe I've got some goth in me. Seems you go to Sweden regularly for comedy gigs. Have you met goths in Gothenburg? Well, what a lot of information there. First of all, you're no friend of Fat Boy, let me tell you.
No.
But yes, basically, I agree with everything you've said, and I do like Grebo Records. And they were they came to our attention through they put us in touch with a band called the Dead X's, I think. So they've got quite a few good bands on their roster. So do check out the Grebo Records website. Just type in Grebo Records, G-R-E-B-O Records, and you'll find it, I'm sure. As for the goth stuff, hey, I think everyone's got a bit of goth in them, Tone.
Yeah, definitely.
But not Fatboy.
Except Fatboy, who is goth-free.
Yeah.
If you're listening, Fatboy, try some black eyeliner. Chill out. So now, there's another thing I was going to read out this week, but I'm not. And thank you very much, Ren, by the way. I'm going to read the other thing I've got. So we've heard Satan's been in touch.
Right, yes.
Basically. So, but I'm going to read out Satan's bit a little bit later in the show, and I won't forget because he's a Dark Lord of Hades. So I'm not going to muck about there. But I will just say a very happy birthday to Juanito Wow, the lead singer of Wowie Los Args. And if I'd realised it was his birthday sooner, we'd have played a Wowie Los Args track this week. But I'll try and get one in next week if I can as a late birthday present to Juanito Wow, simply because once upon a time on an island called Sardinia, he came up to me after a gig and tickled me in the tummy.
Did he?
Yeah. It was the thing I was least expecting. He walked up, big smile on his face, and he went, "Oh yeah." I went, "Yeah, yeah." And he went, "Yeah, yeah." And then he tickled me on the tummy. Anyway, I've got a track befitting of Juanito Wow coming up now. This is a band I've known about for a couple of months, but I was waiting to get one of their tracks from their new label, Dirty Water Records, who they've just signed to. It's very late in the year to be saying, wow, this is possibly my favourite band of this year, but I am loving Ogunquit. Right? Now, I've done a bit of research. There is a place in the States called Ogunquit, or Canada or somewhere. But anyway, this is O-H, exclamation mark, Gunquit, G-U-N-Q-U-I-T. Oh, Gunquit. And they're just brilliant. And this is a track from a previous release. They've got a new album coming out next year that we will be getting, fingers crossed. But right now, Tony, what is Ogunquit's Facebook page?
Facebook.com/Ogunquit.
Are you putting the exclamation mark in?
I wouldn't be now.
And you'd be absolutely right not to. It's facebook.com/OHGUNQUIT. Facebook.com/Ogunquit. Tony one, Paulie being internet one. This is brilliant. Lights out.
Your mind, everything looks better when the world is black.
You're listening to Planet Smashers underneath us right now. Thanks for doing such a great job in the beds this week, Tony.
That's okay.
That was Ogunquit, and trust me, you will be hearing more from them in future weeks. Absolutely lovely. I don't know how to describe it, really. They don't really either. It's kind of jazz, garage, rock and roll with a classic female vocal up front, and it's just absolutely brilliant. And I am assured that I should really see them live. They're even better than on record. And do you know what? I believe the person who told me. Hello to Paul Manchester from Dirty Water Records for giving me the heads up on this band, because I absolutely love them. Hope you do too. Have you got any Facebook comments for us?
I do.
That means it must be time for
Facebook, Facebook, tra-la-la-la-la. Facebook, Facebook, tra-la-la-la-la.
Yep, this week. More Facebook, I know. Another week, more Facebook comments. If you're on Facebook, please do leave us a comment. Please do so. Go to facebook.com/punkyradio. Like the page, leave us a comment. Very easy to do. Get in touch. That's what this week, what a few people did. Got a few this week. First of all, Fatboy's been in touch.
Oh dear.
This one's last week's show. We're just exclaiming that lass has got a right set of pipes. Not quite sure which lass.
No, there's
a couple of female singers last week. Yeah.
Two, yeah.
There you go. But he doesn't like goth, likes lasses.
Well,
cheers, Fatboy.
He's northern.
Nez Coy's been in touch.
Hello, Nez.
He says, hi, boys. Feeling a bit like a stalker now, so I wanted to ask, am I your only listener? With no wizard twats, no poetry, no jokes, I'm beginning to think so. Then here's a little story on that very issue. Driving from Birmingham to Somerset, I stopped to pick up a hitchhiker. A 6'6" punk rocker, so how could I refuse? Him with his additional 12 inches of Mohican and six bags. We got chatting about the punk bands I grew up with, such as Crass, Killing Joke, Subhumans, The Clash, The Ruts. Turned out he was on his way to a Killing Joke gig in Bristol, and that it was a roadie for punk bands travelling across Europe and has done this for many years. So I asked, do you listen to Punky? Punky what? He replied. So, while I'm 99% sure your audience is wide and varied, evidence tells me otherwise. Are your listeners like my new gloves, fingerless? Then able to type or what? If you play a band's song, do they plug your share at their gigs? As an aging punker rocker who swapped his bondage trousers for a suit many years ago, I find your show fucking fantastic. I hope I am not alone. You're not alone.
Well, no, you're not alone.
There you go.
Yeah, but understandably, we haven't had a lot recently.
We do have quite a lot of silent listeners.
Yeah, it seems. Listen, as far as it goes, if you meet a punk rocker, or you meet a punk or anyone into alternative music, and you tell them about this, do tell them about this show. Don't just mention it, and then don't carry on. We should have been straight on an iPod plugged into your thingamabob, had it playing out so he could hear it, and then he'd know, wouldn't he?
Mm.
This guy might be none the wiser. Nez, you might have let us down.
Yeah, you see.
I am short on jokes and poems.
I think we've just got a more silent majority of people. I think that's always the way it has been. There's always has to be a few people who constantly get in touch. But
you guys seem to work on a loop, don't you? That we get a few of you corresponding for a few weeks at a time, and then you call off and another few come in, and then Fatboy comes back and saves everything.
Yeah. There you go. Don't worry, Nez. If it was just you listening, we'd just phone you up, email you the songs, and it'd be a lot easier to do.
But if it was just him listening, we'd just go around there.
Yeah, exactly. But thanks for getting in touch anyway. Graham Holland's been in touch.
Hi, Graham.
He says, Cooper Cooper. Just got back from a two-week holiday in Taiwan, and have since spent all my driving time, i.e. senior traffic jams, catching up with the last three Punky Radio episodes I've missed. Nothing makes a return to Blighty on a Monday morning, first day back at work, traffic jam in the rain and cold, more available than listening to those two than the likes of The Mobs, Demented Argo, Cherry Poppin' Daddies, Dragster and more. Keep up the great work, Apoog Apoog. He's like our publicist.
We have played a lot of good stuff, haven't we? I've been listening back to a few shows over the last week, and we have played some good music this year, Tony.
Yeah.
And thank you to our Graham as well, who has been with us pretty much all the way through.
Yeah, he's been through the whole life of his one podcast, and he's started a new podcast.
Well, we're bound to outlive everyone, aren't we, just by stubbornness, really.
Yeah, we're like cockroaches. The cockroach of the podcast world.
With punk rock roaches.
That's the title for this week's show, sorted.
There you go.
Yeah, that's it for Facebook this week.
Well, in that case, let's listen to
Facebook, tra-la-la-la.
I'm never going to tire of that.
Nope.
I'm never going to tire of that. And here's a band I'm probably never going to tire of either. This is a brand new single that's just come out that we got just this afternoon emailed through. Thanks very much to White Ape, who are... Oh, by the way, Oak Gun Quitter from London, White Ape from England as well. So the first three bands this week, all from the UK. This is White Ape. We'll talk about it afterwards. This is Kick It Down. You're listening to Mustang Lightning underneath us right now. Thanks for doing such a great job on the beds this week, Tony.
That's okay.
So that was White Ape. We've played a few tracks from them now. This is the latest one, and it's quite a slow, sort of almost sort of ska reggae feel to it, which is interesting because we've got something similar later on in the show. I'll say similar, of a similar groove later on in the show. What is White Ape's Facebook page?
Facebook.com/White Ape?
No, Facebook.com/White Ape Band. Probably be on the internet too. Tony, one, and good luck with the single, boys, and thanks so much for sending it through. Did you do anything last week? Think, Tony, think.
Thinking about it. Well, I bought myself a new chair.
Oh!
Yeah, we had a reorganisation.
Is it a rocking chair?
Nope, it does lean. It's a leaning chair.
All right.
But I rock. Well, I used to. yeah, that's, I've sorted my office out, got things a bit more comfortable, and I think that was about it. Yeah.
Right.
Yourself?
I didn't do anything nearly as interesting as buying a chair. No. I did 3 stand-up comedy gigs in my hometown, all of which led to 4 a.m. finishes involving different groups of people each night, different amounts of drinking each night, and different amount of madness each night. It culminated in the Arena Tavern on Saturday night with a ghost gas frenzy with a few friends of mine. A couple of photos were put up concerning the frenzy. Everything got extremely messy and nobody knew where they were the next day. It was brilliant. Friday night, after the show in Hitchin, we went to what was the King's Arms, but it's been sold, and what, no one knows really what's happening to it or what management it's under. So at the moment, it's without a name. So it's become known locally as the pub with no name. And since it's become known as the pub with no name, everyone's going down there. Where are you going? The pub with no name. And Roch was DJing. So we went down the pub with no name. And half of me is hoping that if the pub stays open and it becomes a going concern next year, they actually call it the pub with no name, because it's just brilliant. It's the King's Arms has been there hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of years, one of the oldest pubs in Hitchin. But if it's not going to be called the King's Arms anymore, better it doesn't have a name at all.
Nice.
That's what I feel. Yeah. Anyway, hello to Roch, who's moving to Somerset, so I won't be seeing him for much longer. And brilliant night all round. Thanks so much to Robbie Bonham and David Whitney, who were the two comics over all 3 nights, who did a sterling job. And thanks to everyone who came down to watch shows as well. I had a really, really good time. 2 songs in a row now.
Okay, cool.
First up, from all the way from Belgium, Tony, female-fronted punk rock from Belgium, Frau Blücher and the Drunken Horses. We played a couple of tracks from these off their latest album already. This, I think, is the 3rd or 4th one we're playing now. What I want to know is, Tony, what is Frau Blücher and the Drunken Horses website?
FrauBlücher.be?
No, FrauBlücher.net. Unlucky. Poorly being internet 3, Tony Wan, and this is Red Doll.
Red Dawn!
knob cramp.
Thinking now you've got the scene around, running through those lanes of bourbon cars. Guess what, we ain't forgotten your weekly so-called psychos. Oh, don't you, everyone is hanging around the bitch, poking the body with a stick. The great and good are all here. Funny how not one soul has shed a tear. Why you hanging around these young people? Maybe a little longer. Wait till you come in face and do the spread.
Listening to Sandwichy Surfers underneath us right now. Thanks for doing such a great job on the beds this week, Tony.
That's okay.
That was a band called Origami Horses, again, who we played before, and their latest single, which is just absolutely brilliant. It was called More Songs About Punks and UFOs. They're also from England town. Not sure where. Should really find out. I can't even pretend to think they're in Guildford.
Right.
But who knows? Anyway, what is Origami Horses Bandcamp page?
Origamihorses.bandcamp.com.
It is. Tony 2, Paulie B and Internet 3, and thanks again to Origami Horses for sending that through so quickly. I've been in touch with a few bands this afternoon. I've also hopefully got a couple of Christmas surprises for you for the next week or two.
Excellent.
But I'm not going to spoil it right now.
Okay.
Have you got any gigs for us?
I do.
Brilliant. That means it must be time for
Tony's International Gig Guide 12 Bar.
My God, we were good then. We were bang on.
Oh, yeah. This is band Sparkly New Internet. It's awesome. Anyway, another week, another few gigs at the 12 Bar Club. I do hear rumours that it might be closing, but I've not substantiated it yet. So more when I hear about it.
There's an ongoing petition.
There is, but
I'll try and keep it open.
Yeah, I'm hearing conflicting reports whether or not it's actually now doomed or not, but I'll let you know when we know. But while it's still there, do check it out. This Friday, the 12th, Raw Fun, Ted Army, Witch Doctors, The Jupiters, and Jim Fodder. It's a Bonnie and Clyde's Renegade Rendezvous night.
It's going to be great.
Mm.
It's going to be fun. It's going to be fun, till my daddy drove my T-Bird away.
There you go. How much do you think it would be?
£6.
It is.
£6 worth of fun.
Saturday night, Banjoey Ramone, Ligaments, Faith and Rags, and more to be confirmed. It's London Calling night.
This is just a classic weekend, isn't it?
Yeah.
Bonnie and Clyde Friday, London Calling Saturday. What can go wrong? Get yourself down the 12 Bar both nights.
There you go. Saturday night, how much do you think?
£6.
It is.
Brilliant.
Finally, Sunday night, the 14th, Kit Fo Curse, The Fur Cones, and Janine Wood.
it's a Sunday night, anything goes.
No idea.
Yeah.
Oh, go on then. Fiver.
Yes,
it is. Oh, nice. 665 right across the road from the Beastie, right in through his kitchen window from me.
Exactly. Yeah, that's it.
That's it for now.
That concludes
Tony's International Gig Guide 12. Beautifully read. I imagine, I have a feeling he might have perhaps another gig later on in the show.
I might, yes.
Who knows? Next track this week, all the way from Italy. And again, it's a new EP again by a band called Marijuana, who... it's another band I don't really know how to describe, except I really like them. What is their Reverb Nation page?
ReverbNation.com/Marijuana?
It is indeed. And Marijuana is MarijuAnal. Married you anal. if you like. And that makes it Tony 3, Paul of the Internet 3. What a comeback.
Excellent.
This is Blotter.
pirate.
You're listening to 50 Foot Combo right now. Thanks for doing such a great job on the beds this week, Tony.
That's okay.
That was Marijuana, ever so good. And another band I'd like to see live, but do you know what? I haven't got any money. I can't just go to Italy to find out. As I say, find out more about them at reverbnation.com/Marijuana. Are you doing anything this week?
Preparations for the holiday, really. Stephanie is going to Germany a week before me, so
this Sunday
coming, I'll be driving her to the airport, and then just after that I'll be driving over, so the Friday the 19th, so not this week but next week.
So basically the highlight of your week is the M11.
It's the M42. We're doing Birmingham.
Oh, are you? Oh, okay. Right, okay. You love Birmingham?
Yeah, I do.
You Birmingham lover?
Yeah.
All right, fair enough. Well, hey, my apologies for the M11. It's missing out on a bit of Tony. Yeah, lucky M42.
What are you up to?
Oh, not much.
Okay.
Just going to Oslo.
Nice.
And it's my pre-Christmas specials in Oslo this weekend, featuring Nick Coppin and James Cook, two nights running at Queen's Pub, which is on Stenersgata in Gang Stenersgata, which means the address is Brugata, but you get in on Stenersgata. If you know Oslo, you'll understand all that. Queen's Pub. I'm not going to tell you about Queen's Pub right now until when I talk to you next week about what happened in Oslo, even though it hasn't happened yet, because something sad but something great is going to happen at the same time. I'm really looking forward to it, and I've got things to do both nights. Friday night, I'm going to be going and seeing our mate Tom, who's another guy I met in Sardinia, actually, who Tom Brady, who DJs regularly in Oslo, and he's going to be DJing at a pizza place come bar called Hell's Kitchen on the Friday night. So after I've done the gig in Queen's Pub, I'll be going to that. Then the Saturday night after the gig at Queen's Pub, guess what? It's only alternators again at the bloody Rockefeller, but okay. I'm not DJing this time, but I'll be going up there again and listening to a load of alternative 80s tunes played by my mate Alex, an Italian DJ, keeping in with the Italian theme in this section. So I'm expecting a lot of Italian electronic music that I don't really understand.
Nice.
That's what's happening. And I'm staying an extra day for once, so I'll actually be able to just hang about in sub-zero temperatures for a day without running to the airport on Sunday. And then I come back Monday. So, yes, that's all that. That's what I'm doing this weekend. I'll tell you about everything next week. But seeing as it's going to be so cold in Oslo this weekend, December, January are absolute... Baltic is a good expression for it. Mm. Absolutely Baltic. It's a finger-freezing lunacy. I thought I'd cheer us up with a bit of a warm song. Is that all right?
It's fine.
By the Cardboard Crowns, who we played a few weeks ago. We played a track called Olé. And playing this one this week, this is kind of Happy Days, ska reggae, all the way from Quebec, Tony.
Ooh.
I've sent them an email asking if they know the Planet Smashers, and I haven't heard back yet, which would suggest they haven't read it. But I'll ask you now, what is the Cardboard Crowns website?
Cardboardcrowns.ca?
No, it's thecardboardcrowns.com. Simple as. Boy, the internet 423. Oh my goodness, I'm back in front. And this is about me, really. Global Citizen.
Fall away, I'm watching that fall away. We're still breathing, but we'll Australia. Between the walls of hedge and our backyards in the scorching summer scene. Oh, it's the way we treat our brothers, need us and beat us. Do what we perceive as necessity, but it ain't that, it's greed. But I've been watching that fall away. I've been watching that fall. We're still breathing, but we'll go belly up. I've been watching that fall away. Yeah, I've been watching that fall. We're still breathing, but we'll go bell. Now it's a simple fact that we react from our egos long for our tact. Because selfish shells, you're just doing what you've seen. But in that waving flag and all you hold, there are millions and millions of little holes. The rest of the human race is meant to be. Fall away. I've been watching that fall away. Still breathing, but we'll go belly up. Watching that fall away. Been watching that fall away. Still breathing, but we'll go belly up. Watching that fall away. I've been watching that fall. We're still breathing, but we'll go belly up. La 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 la.
You're listening to Grana Batters Underneath Us right now. Thanks, Dean. That's a great job on the beds this week, Tony.
That's okay.
My apologies for the three burps before we started recording there. That was Cardboard Crowns, Global Citizen. Loving that band. Do you know what? I bet they'd be great fun live. That's what I think. I think they'd be great fun live. That's what I'm saying, Tony. Great fun live.
Great fun live.
Yeah, that's what I think. Now, have you got a twat?
No.
That's no fun dead.
No fun
So I'll tell you what, why don't you read out about your twat, and then I'll read out the email I got from Satan, and then you can do your other gig bit.
Okay. Right. If you do have twat to nominate, then do let me know. Email me tony@punkyradio.com. Just want the twat's name, where they're from, and a reason. That simple. We all know twats. So please do let me know, because I do like to hear about them. All twats received with thanks, everything responded to, every one of them used. Email me now.
We would like some festive twattery, wouldn't we?
Festive twattery would be great, yeah.
Yeah, all right. So, yeah, please do. If you have a twat, do email tony@punkyradio.com. Typing your email is a twat. Now, a few weeks back, or a few months back, in fact, Satan started listening to the show. And I'm very pleased he did. As much as anything else, I'd rather have him on side than not. And you have been asking questions, because we've got an Ask Satan section now, technically, but sometimes he's a bit slow to respond, so it's not necessarily a weekly section. But anyway, I'm going to read out what Satan had to say. If you're a regular listener, you'll know what's going on. If you're not, tough, you'll have to listen to old shows. Dear Mr. Edwards, he's very formal. Dear Mr. Edwards, firstly, a thank you for responding to the question regarding my address. This negated the need for me to actually pay attention for the full 20 minutes or so it took to read the question out and subsequently provide an answer. I will ensure Fatumsh repays this kindness when you make it down. Do you know who Fatumsh is?
No.
I think he was one of the little devils from The Young Ones.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, going back a long way. Not sure, but anyway, very funny. Anyway, secondly, in response to this week's question, which was last week's question, I, being the almighty lord of all things evil, have my hooves in a number of websites. I said, what was Satan's website? And you said it would be .onion, yeah?
Yeah, yeah.
Here it goes. Some concentrate on entrapping Nigerian princes, who, as we all know, are loaded. Some focus on fleecing less affluent people. My favourite is hmrc.gov.uk. And some focus on just taking the soul of anyone foolish enough to stop by. You may some of the latter ones, such as Facebook and the EasyJet booking service. All in a day's work. Right, mustache, got some rioting to organise in the United States. Satan, the One True Lord, Hades and Ferguson. So thank you very much, Satan, for responding. We don't have a question for him this week, do we?
No.
So hopefully, if you have a question for Satan, now that you know he's back on board and still listening, maybe you could email paulieb@punkyradio.com, titling your email, Ask Satan, and we'll find out what happens. Or just do it on Facebook or wherever you like. We'll pick it up. Now, you've got, have you got another gig for us?
I do.
Right, so it's time for
Tony's International Gig Guide Part 2.
Yep. Graham's been in touch again. Yeah.
Excellent.
He's saying, hi, Tony. It's another one of these free rock and roll gigs. Full details, facebook.com/freerockandroll. This Thursday, so it's quite soon, Thursday 11th, synthesizers, drum machines and a few guitars dominate free rock and roll this week. They welcome Pop Electro Pop, Double Echo, People Talk. Plus there's an open acoustic act from Germany called Makelay. Makelay. M-A-E-K-K-E-L-A-E.
Oh, I've got no idea there. Makelay.
Makelay.
Makelay. Adolf.
Sorry.
There you go.
It's free entry. Starts at 8, first band at 9. It's on Duke Street in Liverpool. There's a place called Sound Food and Drink. So there you go.
Sound Food and Drink.
Sound Food and Drink.
Yeah. Brilliant. We love free gigs.
Yeah. Why not?
Yeah.
Plus £3 for house doubles, apparently. So there's more than one reason to go.
Fantastic. Well, there's several reasons to go. It's free entry. It's £3 house doubles. You've got some great bands on. And Anna Graham will probably be there.
Yeah, and plus you can ask this band from Germany how they pronounce their name.
That's right, so that's 5.
Yeah, oh, so many reasons.
That's 5 reasons straight away, not including the number of bands.
Exactly.
If you're in the Merseyside area, why not get yourself down there?
Yep.
Anyway, brilliant. So yep. That concludes
Tony's International Gig Guide
Part 2. And now for the last track this week, Tony. And again, a band that just sent me this through in the last few days. Texas punk rock, fancy it?
Yeah.
I do, and this has got a real Ramones feel to it. You'll see when you hear the track. We've got the entire album from Rebel Flesh come through, so we may be playing another track in future weeks, but right now what I want to know is, what is Rebel Flesh's Facebook page?
facebook.com/rebelflesh?
No, facebook.com/xrebelfleshx. Paulie Bean, step 5, Tony 3. It was a bit of a tough one for you this week after an easy start. Tough. I think you're going to like this. I do. This is Rebel Flesh. This is Killed Away.
Don't look back. This pain so ordinary. Can never get enough. You think that I'm made of blood and his soul. Swallow all, keep your mouth shut. You got just one instinct to follow. To claw and scratch and murder all the way. For them there will be no tomorrow. Everything they know, it's all been killed away. Whoa, whoa. It spreads in tears so sweetly. Can never have enough. No life
just dark and soulless creature, hungry for blood and guts. You've got just one instinct to follow, to claw and scratch and murder all the way. For them, there will be no tomorrow. Everything they know, it's all been killed away. Whoa.
That was Rebel Flares Killed Away. Thank you so much for listening this week. Tony, would you mind just mentioning which internet stations carry this show?
Yep, we are an internet talk superstation at talksuperstation.com. We're on Pudunk, Pudunk Radio, P-O-D-U-N-K, radio.com, and we're on Radio Andra, which you can find at radioandra, A-N-D-R-A dot S-E.
And here's a challenge for you, seeing as... but last night I was looking at our Cafe Press page. Can you remind people how they can get Punky Radio merchandise?
Yep, you just need to go to cafepress.com or .co.uk. They both work /Punky Radio. There is a link on our website, punkyradio.com, at the top. Click the store link, and you can order stuff from there. We have one of most things. If there's something lacking or you want something different, then do email me, tony@punkyradio.com, and we'll see if we can acquiesce with your request.
Yes, basically, there are loads of good T-shirts, a bear, a hat, a mug and a clock.
Yeah.
And it's great. And it's not so expensive. And we know, in fact, Fatboy got a T-shirt, didn't he? The T-shirts are good quality, so I assume the rest of the merch is as well. And if you're looking for a novelty Christmas present for someone, why not go to Cafe Press and get one of our T-shirts? We hardly make any money out of it. If you buy anything from us, I think we make a dollar.
I think it's $1 on top of everything else.
I think
else.
We make $1 or £1, depending on where you are. So we're not doing this to make money. It's just because I know some of you would like merch. Anyway, that's about it. I will make sure I play something by Wowie.args next week. In the meantime, hope to see one or two of you in Oslo this weekend. That's about it. Say goodbye, Tony.
Goodbye, Tony.
Apoog, apoog.
Bunch of guns, yeah.